a woman's children are out, staying out later at night than they're supposed to, you might say she's beginning to feel a little
lenient.
Or she's not lenient necessarily. Let's say they're out later than they're supposed to be, and she's beginning to feel a little bit
uneasy, worried.
Yeah, okay. What about if a child doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark by himself? You say he's
scared of the dark.
Have you ever heard people call a child who gets scared easily anything in particular? You're just a
scaredy cat.
Yeah.
Yes, like that.
Okay. What about this expression? Talking about being afraid. Somebody might say about a girl, well, she isn't afraid now, but she
gonna be.
All right, what about in the past? She's not
she
afraid.
She was.
Okay. Used to be.
Used to be, yeah.
Okay. Well, what about the opposite of that? Somebody might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She
didn't used to be.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody that leaves a lot of money lying around in plain sight, with the doors unlocked, you'd say he's mighty. This doesn't seem to bother him. He just leaves a lot of money out and the doors are open. Anybody can take it if they wanted it. You'd say he's mighty
confident.
Okay. What about careless?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be careless, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Say if I had a relative. I had an aunt named Lizzie. There's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie. But every now and then she acts a little bit
strange.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use the word queer there? She acts a little
Yeah.
queer.
Yeah, you can use that.
Mm-hmm. Has that word changed its meaning? Does it mean anything else? If you say somebody acts queer and that's all they say, what could that mean? Anything different?
I don't really use that word that much. I guess it could be something.
Well, you know, yesterday we were talking about boys that act kind of girlish. Could that word ever be used to describe that kind of situation?
Yeah.
That's kind of queer.
Sissies, yeah.
And somebody who makes up his mind about something and won't change his mind.
Headstrong.
Say he's a headstrong person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper. What would you say about
him? Quick temper.
He's quick temper. Mm-hmm. And so, talking about somebody who's quick tempered, you might say, well, I was just kidding. I didn't know he'd get
serious about it, mad, or something. Yeah.
And if somebody's about to get mad, and you don't want him to, you might say, well, now just
settle down, cool it.
Or maybe just
keep cool,
Say if you've been working hard all day, or maybe you've been practicing track half the afternoon. At the end of the afternoon, you say you're very
tired.
Yeah.
Pooped.
Okay. Pooped would be more, a little bit stronger than just tired.
Yeah. Ready to fall out.
Ready to fall out. Have you ever heard people say, well, I'm just all worn?
Worn out.
Yeah. Okay. This expression,